Thank you, Mike. Well, greetings to all and happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Hey, before I start my message, I would like to remind everyone that we have these UCG booklet postcards available for spreading the truth about the kingdom of God. They got the pictures of our brochures on both sides. They are available on the stand over here to your left. These postcards are great for inserting into envelopes when you're paying your bills, or mailing when you correspond to a person who is not a UCG member. So any kind of mailer that you send out from the home, you can put one of these postcards in, okay? You might have to trim it at the top because some of the postcards are kind of narrow. It's also good for inserting in these postage paid envelopes. I don't know if you get these, but we get a lot of them in our home. They're postage free. This one is from AA Life Insurance Company. So what I do is I take one of these postcards and I put it in the envelope and I return it to them and let give God a chance to work with someone who might open it. There are many benefits for doing this outreach. One of the reasons is you do not need to leave your home. Okay, you can do it right from your home. And the other benefit is this. When we are all together in the kingdom with our Lord, with all of the apostles, and with all of the first fruits, you will have an answer. Should someone come and ask you, what did you do? What work did you do to spread God's truth? Okay. Brethren, there is one thing to know about your sports hero, and quite another thing to have a relationship with your sports hero. You can read every news article. You can memorize every statistic. You can watch him or her play on television. You can collect objects connected to your hero. Even though you did all this, you would never truly have a relationship with your sports hero. To truly have a relationship with your hero, you would have to spend time together and have regular conversations. Brethren, this is the same when developing or improving a relationship with Jesus Christ. A person must spend time with him and have regular conversations with him. And when we develop a relationship with Jesus, we also begin to know and develop a relationship with God the Father. We know this because Jesus said, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father." John chapter 8, verse 19. Brethren, a relationship with Christ is important because without one, a person cannot begin to know or develop a relationship with God the Father. The title of this message is Improving Our Relationship with Our First Love. In 1987, 3 years before my baptism, I turned my care over to the care of Christ. I started to learn about him and started developing a relationship with him. I joined a non-denominational Bible study to read and study about him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I started implementing his teachings into my life and copied how he behaved in different situations. I made a conscious choice to be a follower of Christ and his way of life, and he became my role model and my first love. My Lord and Savior was always on the front of my mind. When something good happened in my life, I would thank my Lord and give him praise and credit. I would talk to Christ in the morning communicate with him during the day, and pray to him at night. For many years, Jesus did many things in my life that brought tears to my eyes and filled me with many joyful emotions. Brethren, I would describe my early relationship with my first love as being more emotional than intellectual. Now, brethren, this brings me to the third reason why I wanted to live longer. When I started to document why I wanted to live longer in February 2023, when I faced possible death, it became apparent that over the many years, I had grown in knowledge and service. However, my relationship with my first love became less emotional and more intellectual. Therefore, in February 2023, I decided I want to live longer, to have time to return to my previous relationship with my first love, which was more emotional than intellectual. To accomplish this, I decided to start involving my first love in all my daily affairs, just like I did in the beginning. In February 2023, I started giving praise and honor to our Father and our Lord Jesus simultaneously, because Christ said, all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. And he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. John 5:23. Instead of only saying, thank you, Father, or thank you, God, I started saying, thank you, Father and Lord Jesus, or just thank you, Jesus. In addition to involving Jesus more in my daily life, I started to change the way I started to pray. In February 2023, I began starting my prayers to both our Father and our Lord Jesus simultaneously. I started saying, dear Father and Lord Jesus. According to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, prayers in the New Testament are usually addressed to God the Father, but prayers addressed to the Son are also proper. There are many scriptures in the Bible that encourage us to pray to Jesus. Jesus said, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. He also said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14, verses 13 to 14. John wrote, if we believe in the name of the Son of God, we have the confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John 5, verses 13 and 14. There are also many examples of people praying to Jesus in the New Testament. For example, as Stephen was being stoned to death, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Acts chapter 7, verse 59. At Paul's conversion, Paul prayed, Lord, what do you want me to do? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. And in the last prayer in the New Testament, John prays, even so, come, Lord Jesus. That's in Revelation chapter 22, 20. In addition, Paul reminds us in Hebrews that Jesus is our great high priest who represents us to God. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24. Now, brethren, I am not in any way suggesting or recommending how people should pray. I'm only sharing what I started doing in February 2023 to improve my relationship with my first love, so that it becomes more equally emotional and intellectual. Paul tells us each of us must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And this is why in February 2023, I started making the changes talked about in this message. Brethren, let's begin to close this message by reviewing three reasons why I wanted to live longer. The first reason I wanted to live longer is to continue to prove to our Father and our Lord Jesus that I am worthy to participate in the first resurrection. The second reason I wanted to live longer is to continue to accumulate as many rewards in heaven as possible. And the third reason why I wanted to live longer is to have time to improve my relationship with my first love so that it is equally emotional and intellectual. Now, brethren, let's review the four takeaways from this message. The first takeaway is this: a relationship with God our Father starts with a relationship with Jesus. A person cannot have a relationship with God our Father without first having a relationship with our Lord Jesus. Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. The second takeaway is this: a healthy and fulfilling relationship normally requires a balance of both an emotional and intellectual connection. The third takeaway is, each of us must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And the fourth takeaway is this: we must always be improving our relationship with our first love so that we can always improve our relationship with our Father who is in heaven. Brethren, every year prior to Passover, we are commanded to examine our behaviors and to identify and document the areas in our life where we need to change or improve. This year, I also plan on re-examining myself to identify and document why I want to live longer. Brethren, I encourage everyone listening to this message to examine themselves two ways this year. The first way is like we always do, and that is to identify and document in writing what behaviors in your life need changing or improving. The second way is this, is to identify and document in writing reasons why you want to live longer. Let me repeat. The second way is to identify and document in writing reasons why you want to live longer.